Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Stinger Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is Mongoose, the Snake Killer. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
We welcome every one of us that are tuning in to this broadcast today, as well as many that we like to listen by go through the archives. I believe as we are listening, the Lord God himself will make his word to become real in our life, to our blessing and to our deliverance. Today, as the presenter has just said, just want to briefly examine the reality of life. And the circumstances that surrounded this life. To be fairly honest with ourselves, life is not essentially perfect. But he has very powerful things which we cannot abort. Or we cannot avoid, sorry. And this essential thing, whether we know, whether we are conscious about it or not, meaning, it is a different thing about meaning of life and meaning in life. As we all know, this broadcast is apologetic broadcast, which we sustain our belief in God. The broadcast is not about religion, which is about rules and regulations. But it is about belief. The legend said, believe your beliefs and doubt your doubts. Do not be like a skeptic who always doubts their beliefs and believes their doubts. I think that is very good philosophy. Without no apology, I believe in Creator that created the whole universe, seen and unseen. That is my belief. And I strongly believe that He created man consists who are made of the body, souls, and spirits. And according to the Bible, man was created in the image of God. Anyway, having said that, if you want to know, when you read the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7, you will discover this. what I just said. And if you read Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26 to 28. Today's topic of broadcast is the mongoose, the snake squealer. Why mongoose, the snake squealer? I will briefly just give us a brief description of this animal, mongoose, and the snakes, and try to just use it to analyze by linking it to the journey, our day-to-day life, and the struggle to overcome every opposition against our destiny in life. The mongoose are one of carnivorous class of animals family, though they are not really America because they were bound because of their carnivorous behavior. Mongoose ranges from 7 inches to 35 inches, that is about 17 centimeter to 90 centimeter long. By excluding their tail, that is three tails, which is about 6 inches, that is about 15 centimeter to 30 centimeter. Mongoose have short legs, a pointed nose, and small ears, and they are lovable pets. They are snakes. We have different classes of snakes. We have poisonous snakes with a deadly venom. But the irony of these creatures, mongoose, is that these most poisonous snakes, which some were about 18 feet long. By comparison, you will see mongoose to snakes is very, very insignificant. Two, mongoose are not immune of the snakes. That is to say, if the snake bites mongoose first, mongoose will certainly die of snake bites. By the time we just try to link this analogy to human life, I pray unto God Himself to reveal into our life that we are made to overcome. But inasmuch we want to sit within our logic, intellect, we are bound to fall or to be a victim of circumstances. Just like somebody said, life is about meaning, not about money. Because identification of meaning in life can be discovered by the through the mercy of God and His revelation is more significant than our pursuit of money. Because money cannot always bring the happiness. But guess what? Like I just started, that we are living in the fallen world. Mongoose, they are not immune with venom or snake. Yet, they attack and kill poisonous snakes. Do you hear that? We are living in the fallen world. We are not immune to every bad thing, the wrath of nature, all sorts of things that is happening. But we can overcome all these evil things, not by our own effort, but by faith in God. Because if mongoose do not learn snakes and kill the poisonous snakes, and if mongoose do not have the strategy, because I'm going to link it with the scripture, I will compare Goliath to David. There is a possibility that mongoose will be a dead meat for poisonous snakes like cobra and so on. I said, mongoose attack and kill poisonous snakes. How? By cracking the skull with a powerful bite. Guess what? If snake first of all bites mongoose will die. But mongoose, by calculation, accurately, cross the head of the snake with his powerful bite and kill it. You know, I don't want to waste our time because I pray that God himself will give us the illumination. Before I just link it to the Bible now, we say, now from a mongoose, we can learn and develop the way to catch and kill a snake. Now I'm trying to go into real life when I talk about snakes. Snakes, talking about what are those things that causing us to be fearful. What are those snakes that even we cannot even look at the picture? Even by just hearing about it is dreadful. To some, it's sickness. That is their snake. To some, it is poverty. To some, it is worry. To some, it is about family. For some, financial problem. For some, everything that even knows and unknown could be our snakes. Part of the technique that Mangu used to kill snakes is, first of all, mongoose always get snake's attention. We don't have to be a deceiver, to deceive ourselves. If I don't have money now, and I borrow money to build a house, and I loan bank some money, I don't have to pretend as if that's nothing happened. But do I have to be worried because of bank? I have to get attention, not attention of back. I have to give attention to my lack and address it. Not by physical means. Mongoose got the attention of the snake. And there it to strike. That is, he positioned himself. And that's what the middle snake saw, Mongoose. He's ready to strike it. But Mongoose jumped out of the way. You know, exercise I'm talking about, I want us to relate it to our life. Because we use physical phenomenon to collaborate in spiritual one. Jesus always gives the Pharisee, the disciple, about the physical thing. And he said, if you can't understand this physical thing, how can you understand the spiritual thing? I'm talking about faith now. I'm giving you the size of mongoose compared to the size of snakes. But because of mongoose, let me call it mongoose ferocity technique, he subdued this poisonous thing, which he bites if he dare strike mongoose within 10 minutes. He killed it. Can we just make senses in all these things? Mongoose jumped out of the way. He repeated this thing until he won out snakes. And when snakes won out, he grabbed the snake's head. He crushed it. And he take it and enjoy it. I think we can make sense in this analogy. But if yet we do not want to make sense, if you read the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, I will jump some passages, but if you have your time, I will advise us to read the whole chapter. Chapter 17 is the story about Goliath and David, or David and Goliath. Let me paraphrase everything there. Goliath can be likened to poisonous snake that I've just talked about. The Bible describes him to be a veteran soldier, a warrior, a fearful physical appearance, threatening the children of God to displace them of their blessing, to rob them of their position, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And these people, even including the king, King Saul, they were helpless. Until God sent David, whom we can liken to mongoose in size. But because David put his trust in God, he looked to Goliath's size physically, but he knew the one that can give victory, not according to the size and experience, but based on the one that put his trust and had faith in him, because him alone, the Lord God, he is the creator and is the final diviner that can give victory or defeat. And what David did, even when David made a move to fight this Goliath, just like sometimes when you see big snake, I see big snake, I know some people cannot even look to the picture of snake. Some people, by seeing snake alone, they can pass out. I'm not talking about physical snakes now. I'm talking about the snakes that is of our life, in which we don't have to be afraid of, because you can't run away from the problem. We have to address the problem. In the scripture, you will find that this man, Goliath, just threatened, challenged Israelite for 40 days and 40 nights. It's not the mercy of God for David to show up. One day, he will run them over. But thank God that give victory to whom that put his trust in him. David showed up. When David showed up, let me read verse 41 to 43 for you. 1 Samuel, chapter 17. So the Philistines came, verse 41, and began drawing near to David. And the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistines looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine caused David by his calf. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." You know, that is all the thing the snakes of fly can do to us. They can disdain because they don't have power. Their reliability, which is about the creature, cannot shake them if we do not afraid. You know, see David, the reaction, 45. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. Come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of army of Israel, whom you have devoured. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my head, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day, I will give the carcass of the camp of the Philistine to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the heart, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not serve with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." That solved the problem. You see David's response. He got attention of the Goliath. Mongoose sat face to face with poisonous snakes, in which when the snakes rise up, he's about some of it taller than the mongoose. But mongoose does not come in his own strength. Some people saw David come with sophisticated weapon because David cannot engage in hand-to-hand combat. But that is nonsense. The Bible said even Goliath has a javelin. He can throw his javelin. But he was confused because he relied on himself. But David relied on God. Therefore, the end of the story, David won. God gave victory to David. And you will see in 51, which I don't want to waste our time. He said, "Yeah, but David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of his sheath and killing and cut off his head with it. Therefore, if we put our trust in God in this month of November, I don't know the kind of snakes that we are going through, but I've just mentioned a few. There are a lot of fear and anxiety that is even going on. It has nothing to do whether you rich or not. Of the whole world is now being corrupt. The nature is not necessarily a snare to man, but man, because of our rebelliousness to God. We are suffering under the harassment of the occultic power and the power of darkness. But to us that put our trust in God like David, we can kill the Goliath. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that our Goliath will die as we just approach and confront and fight him. In conclusion, I will give you this excerpt of story. Many Christians have unshakable faith that God will deliver them safely from through their many trials and anticipate arriving at heaven's door several decades from now. But some of those same Christians have a harder time trusting God to provide a job, income, or solution to a problem that is just days away. Why can we trust God with eternity but have a harder time trusting him for tomorrow? Why are you so worried? You can be good. You know you pray, but now you are afraid of Goliath. Saul was a king, but he cannot confront Goliath. This question. Is our life gifted by God, or is it determined by our choices? I strongly believe that decision, and I said the answer is yes. So, do what you know to be your present duty, and God will acquaint you with your future duty as it comes to be present. Let us put our faith in God. And in him alone, our Goliath has been defeated. I pray unto God that the spirit of fear and anxiety will be banished in our life. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Due to pre-scheduled events, we will not be having a broadcast in 2 weeks. But please tune in for another broadcast on December 8, 2013, on which the topic will be Bless the Lord, O My Soul, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.